All right, we're here. We have made it. Eclipse time. This time, we're having a full lunar eclipse. Eclipses happen during new moons and full moons. This will be a full moon eclipse because the moon will be in Virgo, sun is in Pisces. This full moon lunar eclipse is happening at 23 degrees Virgo, which means the sun will be at 23 degrees Pisces. The 23rd degree, numerology speaking, points to revolt, bigotry, and prejudice. Revolt, bigotry, and prejudice. And this will be showing up in your Virgo Pisces axis. Right? So when we have a, when we're dealing with solar eclipses, it's more about events in the external. When we do dealing with lunar eclipses, which we're dealing now, where it's more internal, going within, right? Lunar eclipses has to do with life lessons and lessons that you have to integrate with inside you emotionally. The moon doesn't give off light. It reflects light. And so in a new moon, the moon and the sun are together, which is called conjunction. So when you hear this planet is conjunct that planet, that means they are together in the same sign. And when you hear opposition, that means they are in opposite signs from each other, which a full moon is. And when we have a full moon, that means something that was once hidden is being illuminated. Something is coming to light. And when eclipses is big endings, big beginnings, big endings. And so can we say that eclipses, things pop up? So you can have that ending, which leads to that big beginning. So eclipses, it'll bring up stressful things. Sudden things happen, chaotic events, which will spark emotions, right? And so this lunar eclipse is coming to illuminate something in your Virgo area. It's coming to shine a spotlight on your Virgo area. Now, when things happen and challenges pop up, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to run from it? And this is bringing up things that could be hindering or holding you back from achieving your Pisces dream. And so when eclipses come up, you could be confronted with hidden aspects of yourself that you were afraid to look at. And with eclipses, it doesn't have to be an actual event. It could be something like a revelation that you come to, right? And so revelations and shining light and all of that, right? Now, when even though you hear people use words like, you know, big endings, big beginnings, big endings, and so it's not like you haven't felt this before, because eclipse series go on for a 12 to 18 month period. By the way, you just finished the period. a 12 to 18 month period, it went through your Aries and Libra area. Big endings, big beginnings. But you're still here, huh? Ah, you survived. You made it. So is it really eclipses? Are they really something to fear? Because you've been through many of them. You just didn't stop to recognize to take in the implications of said series, right? And so this is kicking off a series in your Virgo Pisces axis that will last for about 18 months, my bad. Now, last time the nodes was in this axis, but it was reversed, was November of 2015 to May of 2017. Now, if you could reflect on what was going on in your life during that period. Now, for the ones who are watching that are old enough, the last time the nodes was in Virgo and Pisces, the last time the south node was in Virgo and the north node was in Pisces was June of 2006 to December of 2007. June of 2006 to December of 2007. What was going on in your life at that moment during that time? What is going on now is kind of like a ramped up version of that. Like you, like, think about a spiral staircase going around. Now, when you start on the first floor, even, and you walk around, as you go up to the next level, now you're a level up, but you're right back at the point where you started from, just higher. Same thing. But this is, what would that be, 18 years later? All right. So you started at 2006. You started at a place and for 18 years walked up. And now you're back there. In a way, if you catch my drift. Now, this eclipse is happening in the sign of Virgo. And Virgo is about I analyze. Virgo is I analyze, right? Which in Pisces is about dreams and illusions and delusions, which brings me to truth. Now, with this eclipse, and I was talking about full moon, things are being illuminated, right? Add truth to that. Illuminating truth in your Virgo area. Now, when it comes to truth, what is truth? The definition of truth is in accordance with fact and reality. In accordance to fact and reality. Right? And what is truth? Truth is accurate, correct. Truth is verifiable. Truth is exacting. Truth is literal. And one thing I do know is truth is an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it, nor can handle it. Do you have the ability to face hard facts, or do you run from the truth because it doesn't fit what you desire the truth to be. What is your relationship with truth? You know, did a podcast about looking in the mirror, and one of the things I did, actually we did 4 episodes on it, and one of the things we found out is a lot of people, most people struggle to look themselves in the mirror. And why would that be? And they don't want to face it. Pretty much, it's about facing the truth about yourself. Do you want to see the truth? Or do you want to sugarcoat it and deny it? And, you know, everybody is welcome to you. Everybody's welcome to your own truth. But should you hold somebody to your truth? And that's where problems enter. The Saban symbol for this eclipse is happening at 23 degrees Virgo. And it speaks to Mary and her little lamb. Mary and her little lamb. We all remember the song. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. What is this speaking to? A spiritual practice of innocence, right? Simplicity. And Virgo likes simplicity. Virgo likes routine, right? And it speaks of innocence. Innocence. And what is innocence? It's childlike, right? And so this eclipse is about getting back to the childlike version of you. Does your inner child need healing? It's hard to get back to it and represent what you used to be as a child if you haven't healed it and dealt with those wounds. And Virgo, the energy of Virgo is about healing and health, because naturally speaking, Virgo energy is kind of similar to the sixth house. If you look at modern astrology, they connect Virgo, sixth house together. But even though they're similar but different, let's just say that. So Virgo energy is about health, right? And so if we look, incorporate truth, inner truth, illuminating light in this Virgo area, getting back to your childlike essence in that area. I said this full moon is happening, this eclipse is happening at 23 degrees Virgo and Pisces axis. And according to Isabel Hickey, the 30 degree Virgo axis can point to being artistically inclined, more loving and friendly, needs a creative outlet. Do you have a creative outlet in that Virgo area for yourself? Right. She also, for the Pisces 20 to 30, she talks about strength and willpower. Selfishness. Have you been selfish in your Pisces area, or do you need to display more selfishness in that Pisces area? Have you been serving too much in the Virgo area that costs you in the Pisces area. And when it comes to this Pisces energy, it's 23 degrees. Are you your own worst enemy or are you your best friend? Are you your own worst enemy or are you your best friend? Because this section of Pisces also can be destructive because of Mars, depending on, you know, how you look at the deacons. Mars Mars is responsible for that section of that 10 degree section of Pisces, which points to destruction. Mars likes to cut and sever, but Mars is about action as well. Don't forget when I said it's at 23 degrees, it's also about revolt, prejudice, and bigotry. Add that into this energy as well. Truth. Illuminating things that was hidden. Truth, revolt, bigotry, prejudice. Healing innocence. Healing the child within, getting back to the innocence so you could let your true light shine. Simplifying, right? Now, we still stand on that section of Virgo and Pisces. Tarot-wise, that section of Virgo connects to the Ten of Pentacles. And that section of Pisces connects with the Ten of Cups. So we have the Ten of Pentacles and the Ten of Cups. Happening on this axis, right? And I never really noticed this, but there's a distinction in these two cards, right? Let's see. Let me try to get them right. All right. Now, hold on over here a little bit. Anyway. There's a distinction with these two cards, right? I was looking, right? So here we got two little kids and look like a couple. Here we got someone old with two dogs. All right, and now my question is: are these two people here the two kids here? And what happened to this person's mate? Now, per holistic tarot, let's look at these cards. Like I said, this is happening in the Ten of Pentacles, right? Now, there's one thing I wanted to bring up, right? This full moon has a Mars flavor. Why did I say it has a Mars flavor? Because 23 degrees falls in the bounds of Mars here in Virgo. Also here in Pisces. And if we look at this, where's Mars? Mars is over here in fall in Cancer. Now, think about that. Cancer is connected to family. Pisces is water. Cancer is water. I just showed you two cards. Boom. Boom. Both of them have a family feel. A flavor. Now, what does this say? In reverse, there may be some strife in the family that is otherwise more accustomed to comfort and stability. The card could indicate that a family that once enjoyed material blessings is now falling apart or in flux due to new financial issues. The family is not enjoying one another's company. There is detachment or coldness in the home. Home life is not fulfilling. A seeker who has been outcast or ostracized from the family. Now, let's go to the Ten of Cups. In reverse, the Ten of Cups, there may be discord in a domestic sphere. Quarrels within the family may cause breakage. The seeker should be sensitive to loved ones and not utter words that he or she may regret later. Yeah. We're having a full moon in Virgo. And what is in Virgo? The South Node. The South Node. And South Node energy is energy of walking away. I don't even have it up here. Let me put it up here. There you go. The South Node is right here in Virgo. This is why we have an eclipse. When we have a full moon or new moon near within some degrees of the nodes, this is the South Node, this is the North Node. When we have a full moon or new moon near these, that's when we have an eclipse. Right. So, what are the nodes about in Virgo? Perfecting and refining. Getting back to functionality. And South Node energy is energy of moving away from energy of decrease. So what do you have to move away from, let go of, South Node, to get back to efficiency? What do you have to refine to get back to that childlike quality inside of you? Pisces is, which the North Node is in, is I believe. And so when it comes to your Pisces area, do you believe in the dream that you have in that area? Do you trust in the universe? Do you trust that the universe has your back? Do you trust that the universe can bring you to this? What do you have to refine, look at, or walk away from to bring you this? What has been holding you back from this? What truths have you been denying connected to you? And wait, connected to you and your childhood? There could be some stuff that you watched in your childhood, growing up, that's holding you back from success. Because Pentacles is earth. See, look like coins. And what is success to you? We have to look at that because, you know, Virgo is ruled by Mercury. And I brought up Mars, right? Well, where is Virgo? Where's Mercury? Well, Mercury is over here in a Mars rule sign in Aries. And Aries is the warrior. And Mercury is sitting up here about to go retrograde next to a Venus that is retrograde. And when retrograde is about rewind, review, reflect, reminisce. And with this eclipse, people, situations, events may pop up to make you rewind, review, reminisce on what has been holding you back from success, which is connected to your childhood in a way, and family. What truths are you not facing about family and what went on that is holding you back from truly achieving your goals? And don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, y'all. All of us, in a way, all of us are dealing with that in our own special way. Similar energy, different details for each of us. Now, where is Virgo and where is Pisces for you? Now, if we look at Aries rising, Virgo, this is happening in your sixth house and 12th house, right? Sixth house has to do with work, subordinate, your attitudes toward work and service. And the 12th house has to do with seclusion, hospitals, self-sacrificing, and self-undoing. So things with who you work for, co-workers, self-sacrificing, and what do you do when you're in a confined space? Also, 12th house has to do with mental health. 12th and 6th, in a way, has to do with mental health. Right? For you, Aries, is there some truth about your daily routine, health, co-workers, and your attitude toward service that you need to face some truths with? What has been holding you back from 12th house success? Taurus rising, Pisces falls in your 11th house, Virgo falls in your 5th. 5th has to do with kids, hobbies, short love relationships, creativity, gambling, speculation, right? And 11th house is friends, groups, technologies you connected with, dreams and wishes. Let's not forget, fifth is fun. What truths do you need to face when it comes to your creativity and your kids or lovers that has been holding you back from friends and acquaintances and connecting with friends and groups and technology and stuff? Were you overanalyzed as a kid that makes you self-conscious to connect with others and friends? Was your creativity overanalyzed? Gemini rising, this falls in the 4th and 10th. What truths do you need to... 4th house has to do with family, home, your emotional body. What truths do you need to face about your family in your childhood that has been holding you back in the public sphere? How you seen in the world? What happened in your childhood home that affects your reputation and your social status? Do you think, what could that be? Hey, I was born a peasant and now I don't have the ability to be in the country clubs because I was born in the, I'm come from the streets. Well, hey, there's a lot of people that started from the bottom, now I'm here. Right? So Gemini rising, what is holding you back when it comes to your family and family, emotional body, and ancestry that was at the bottom that makes you think you can't end up at the top? Cancer rising, Pisces is your 9th, Virgo falls in the 3rd. 3rd house has to do with education, your short journeys, and siblings, and communication. And 9th house has to do with your beliefs, philosophical views, higher forms of knowledge. What truths do you not want to see? What truths needs to shed light on your beliefs and higher learning and your philosophical views? What truths of information are you holding yourself back that would shift your philosophical views on the world? Leo rising, this fall, Virgo falls in your 2nd, Pisces falls in the 8th. 2nd house has to do with your possessions and your wealth. It also has to do with your view on yourself, your self-worth. The 8th house has to do with inheritance, sex, your view on death and deep bonded relationships. What truths are you denying or holding back when it comes to deep bonded relationships? Well, when it comes to your money, self-worth, self-esteem, resources, that's holding you back from deep bonded relationships and truly connecting with somebody. 8th house is sex. Do you think someone will not value your views on sex? Do you not tell the truth in deep bonded relationships because you don't think they will value your thoughts? Virgo rising. Virgo is the self. Virgo is your 1st house, and Pisces is your 7th house of business, contracts, and relationships. What truths do you need to face about your appearance, your personality, your disposition that affects your relationships and business contract? 1st house has to do with personality. I also remember I also talked about selfishness when I talked when brought up Pisces energy with that 20 to 30 degrees of Pisces that this is falling in, that the sun, the ego is falling in. Have you been selfish or selfless in relationships, in business, in your approach to contracts? Have you been in service, or do you expect others to serve you? Where's the balance? Libra rising, seclusion. When you by yourself, Virgo is your 12th, Pisces is your 6th. 12th has to do with confined spaces. When you by yourself, what are you doing? Do you have is it healthy or unhealthy for you? When you by yourself, does it lead to your self-undoing or building up to yourself? Do you need to face the truth there? When it comes to your work and your daily routine and your co-workers, have you been selfish or selfless? Giving too much or too little? Is it time for revolt? What have you been holding back, concealing, repressing when it comes to what goes on throughout your day? Scorpio rising, Pisces falls in your 5th of kids, hobby, short love, relationships, speculation, fun, creativity. And Virgo falls in your 11th of friends, groups, technology, dreams, and wishes. Do you need to face the truth of what your focus on the 5th house? Have you been selfish or selfless when it came to your kids, your lover, your creativity that, you know, cost you when it comes to groups that you're connected to, friends that you have, relationships, your dreams and wishes? Has focusing on success of your kids and lovers cost you your dreams and wishes and money? Because why? The 11th is second from the 10th, which would be assets from work. Sagittarius rising, Virgo, this is opposite of Gemini rising. So Virgo falls in your 10th house of career, how you seen in the world, in the 4th house of family, home, and stuff. What went on in your childhood home that prevents you from climbing the ladder of success? What truths do you need to face when it needs to come to your reputation and how you seen in the outer world? Are you a giant looking in the mirror, seeing nothing? Are you holding yourself back from status, climbing the ladder of success because of emotions and feelings and delusions that you have about yourself and your family? Capricorn rising, Virgo is your 9th, Pisces is your 3rd. What do you need to analyze when it comes to your higher learning and your beliefs and your philosophical outlook on life that affects the way you communicate and move around in your neighborhood and your immediate environment? What truths are you holding yourself back from? What truths when it comes to things that are foreign to you that you are afraid to look at? Do you need to speak to foreigners? And when I say foreigner, someone is foreign that lives on a different side of the city as you, that grew up on the other side of town. Do you have the ability to face the hard facts when it comes to your siblings in the town you live in, neighborhood that you live in? Or do you sacrifice for them? Aquarius rising, Pisces falls in your 2nd and your 8th. What truth do you need to face about your deep bonded relationships? Have you been selfish or selfless? what when it comes to your money, your value, your self-esteem, self-worth, things that you bring to the world. Do you look at your, are you looking at yourself in the mirror with truth or with rose-colored glasses on? Do you not value, is the truth you didn't, you do you value deep-bonded relationships or not? And are there deep-bonded relationships that you need to walk away from? How does that, what in your childhood went on that affects the way you connect in deep-bonded relationships and your self-worth and self-value and your assets that you bring to the world? Pisces rising. This is opposite of Virgo. Virgo is in your seventh house of relationships and business contracts. And Pisces falls in the first house of appearance, your attitude. Let's just put character there. What truths do you need to face when it comes, when you look at who you have been in relationship with, when it comes to friends and lovers, and who have you made commitments to, that you need to face the truth of, truth about them, not you? Or could someone that you in a relationship be looking at you in a delusional way? Have you put other people's dreams and wishes before your own and serve their dreams and wishes? What truth are you hiding from yourself when it comes to how you do relationships? So, big week, everybody. Adding, I never said this, but adding extra pressure to this full moon is Saturn sitting right there within 2 degrees, 2 degrees of this full moon. 1 degree of this full moon, Saturn is going to be sitting at 22. This full moon is at 23. So this full moon is conjunct with Saturn, the planet of maturity. And I did talk about childhood. And has it been enough time? Have you given this situation, these people, this stuff, enough time? And now it's time to mature from the situation. Putting distance, south node. Emotional distance between you and the situation. So you could reach your dream, because Pisces is dream. Hopefully this resonates with y'all. Please leave a comment down in the comment section to let me know if it resonates with you. Please subscribe. If you're not already, subscribe to the channel. Share the video. I would much appreciate it. And I generally try to respond to any comments that's made. So feel free to leave me a comment. I thank y'all for joining me, giving me your time. I appreciate it. Know how I end this. Know thyself. Balance your energy.